So many wonderful people in our local communities to talk to. Australia Day Award winners in each district, including rural City of Murray Bridge Citizen of the Year, Kathy Smith, who's worked in many non-for-profits over the years. She's currently chair of the local Suicide Prevention Network, lead with the Disability Network, and is a departing chair of the Murray Bridge High School Governing Council that only scratches the surface. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for carving out a bit of time to talk to me. Sounds like you're a very busy woman.
Oh, I try to keep busy. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations. It must be wonderful to receive the acknowledgement.
Oh, it's very humbling and very overwhelming at the lovely comments and congratulations I've been getting. It's been really lovely.
It sounds like you do lots of different things, but something that they all, I think, have in common and something that your nominator mentioned in the write-up is that you're a pillar of the community, a mentor and leader, particularly when it comes to promoting social justice. Is that particularly what drives you, social justice?
Yes, I think I've been working in the not-for-profit sector and now in the business with Go Getter for a number of years, and through that it's having conversations with a lot of people, and generally people who are vulnerable, not only with mental illness, but for a while there I worked with carers who were caring for people with mental illness, and being on the Suicide Prevention Network, hearing stories about people who have lost people to suicide. And that's the conversations have always been quite strong, and people just expose themselves and their vulnerabilities. And to me, that's a real gift, I guess, that they trust me enough to share their stories. And for me, living in Murray Bridge for the past 23 years, I've made connections. So if someone's looking for support or a counsellor or food vouchers or anything like that, then I know where to send them and I know the support generally. And if I don't know, I generally know someone who does know. So that's a really handy thing to have, to be able to at least give somebody who's feeling really vulnerable and low a positive so that they've got hope for the future.
Absolutely.
I think that's the most important thing, and it's really sad in this day and age that people are feeling lonely. So, yeah.
I'm sure loneliness does feed into, you know, when people are down and out or even contemplating suicide, but what do you think we can all do as community members? What have you seen work really well? I mean, each case is different, but when it comes to helping someone who is suicidal or is having some really serious mental health issues and really needs a bit of support?
I think it's really important to listen to the good stories, but also listen to the bad, but just listen, not try and problem solve, or because we don't know what's happened to that person yesterday or what's actually really, truly going through their mind. So being able to listen, to be empathetic, to be there, and then to follow up afterwards. So if you've had a conversation today and it's ringing a few alarm bells, then make sure you follow up the next day and maybe the next week and stay in touch, because that's the most important thing. Sometimes listening is a real challenge. There's a quote that I really love, and it says, "Are you really listening, or are you waiting for your turn to speak?"
Yes.
And that's really powerful.
Yep.
That's really powerful.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Lifeline's always available as well, whether it is, you know, if you're not coping well or if you want support and ways to manage how to talk to someone who's in that situation, 13, 11, 14. So that's certainly worth, you know, remembering for future. How do you look after yourself when you're so exposed to people really struggling in many different areas of life?
That's a really good question. I'm not very good at it, but I try every day to do something. And I'm really fortunate to be surrounded by some really supportive friends who are there if I do need to reach out. And every now and then they check in with me and I check in with them. So that support network is really good. I've also got a little dog called Pip, and she's quite entertaining. We go walking every morning. So that's really helpful. And my family's amazing and very supportive And my husband Steve's pretty amazing too, very supportive of everything I do. So,
oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
It's all about people, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. But then I really like to spend some time alone as well. When your head's that full, you just sometimes need to switch off and walk around bare feet on the grass and ground yourself and listen to some water or some music or that sort of thing, just to almost reset yourself and reground yourself. I think that's really important, and that's what I try and do.
Cathy Smith is with us. She's Rural City of Murray Bridge Citizen of the Year. Now, you do a whole lot of different things. You're leaving the high school committee because your children have all grown up and gone through the school, and that's fair enough. You've already got a lot on your plate, but you're starting up a choir, I hear.
Oh, yes. That's starting tonight. Everyone's welcome to come along. It's a community choir, and you don't have to be able to sing. I certainly can't. But it's about connecting with other people and having a good laugh and building new friendships, at the same time try and sing. So that's at the Community Band Hall on 6th Street tonight, starting at 6 p.m, and there's no cost to it. Everyone's welcome. It's very exciting.
Oh, fabulous. Anything else in the future that you're planning on doing or hoping to achieve?
I have got it in my mind that I'd really like to become a trainer for mental health first aid, and be able to provide that sort of to my community, and because it's so important for everybody to have the language and have the knowledge around helping someone who's struggling. And yeah, so that's something I'm planning on for this year.
Excellent. I'd love to get you back on the program in the future, Cathy.
Sure.
Twisting your arm here.
Yeah.
Hey, so lovely to have you on the show, and congrats again. Really nice to talk to you today, Cathy Smith.
Great. Thanks very much for having me.